Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meeks, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's just after breakfast in the little white house with the green shutters, and the family leaves the dining room and files into the living room. Uncle Louie, as usual, makes for the couch.
Nothing like a little rest after eating. You wasn't planning on sitting here, was you, Morty?
Well, I was planning, but I'm in no condition to run for it.
Well, never mind. You can have the chair.
Well, thank you, Louie. Someday somebody's going to give you the chair.
What?
Now, Louie. Mortimer, dear.
Oh, yes, Agatha.
Have you decided what you're going to wear at the community hall party tonight?
Well, I haven't even decided that I'm going, dear, he said hopefully.
Well, Mortimer and me, we're all going.
Yeah, brother. Them ever-loving freaks.
Well, Father, everybody in town will be there. You can't think of not going.
Why do I keep trying? Agatha, dear, look, you know how I hate to get all dressed up in my tuxedo. That shirt that buttons up the back and that stiff collar that backs up the button and those tight pants that just back up.
Boy, you ought to see the seat of them pants. Man, that's where you shine.
Oh, now.
That will do, Louie. And Mortimer, stop complaining. You won't have to wear your tuxedo tonight.
Well, I don't... I won't. Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'll just wear my business suit with the patch pockets and the belt in the back.
Oh, but Father, it's a costume party.
Well, of course it's a costume party. It's your costume party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, Agatha, that's terrible. I feel so silly wearing a costume. Well, now, what could I go as?
Say, Morty.
Huh?
Why don't you go as part of a tug-of-war team?
Tug-of-war?
Yeah, the third jerk from the end. Yeah.
Oh! Now, check that out.
Louie, please.
Well...
Now, stop pouting, Mortimer. We're all going to wear costumes, and we're all going to the party. We'll be gay and carefree and happy and...
miserable?
Oh, Father, don't be a killjoy. It'll be fun. Besides, I hope to win the prize for the best costume.
And I hope to win the prize for the most interesting costume.
Yeah, and they'll have to give me the prize for the most original costume.
Oh, very well, I'll go. I suppose they will give a booby prize, too.
Now, here's something all you good homemakers will agree on. Half the fun of eating is the way the food looks. You know, the sprinkling of paprika on cauliflower, the bright pimento strips on cream tuna, and parsley. Now, there's a fine little food dresser-upper. And what's a better or prettier combination than crisp green parsley and rich, golden, all-sweet margarine? Or consider what melted all-sweet and parsley can do for boiled potatoes. And chicken, basted with all-sweet and parsley while it broils to a luscious brown, is a dish for an artist. Or fried fish, topped with an all-sweet and lemon juice and parsley sauce, makes for lip-smacking goodness, to say nothing of the eye appeal. Of course, all-sweet enhances any food. That delicate natural flavor, that rich savory smoothness, makes even plain bread mighty good eating. And mighty economical eating, too. So even though the budget may be slightly dented by the holiday expenses, your family can enjoy natural-flavored, nourishing all-sweet for all their meals. So remember, all-sweet. The margarine with a delicate, natural flavor.
Anything in particular?
Well, yes, Peggy. About the costume party tonight. I mean, you and me.
Well, I can't give you my answer this very minute, Richard.
But, Peggy...
But it does look like we can go together.
Gosh, Peggy.
But there is one complication.
Oh, gosh, Peggy.
But if you call back later, I can let you know. And, Richard...
Yes, Peggy?
You are sweet.
Gosh, Peggy... Golly, Peggy.
Now, Wilmer, don't. I haven't said I wouldn't go to the party with you.
Golly, Peggy,
to call me again, Elmer.
Golly, Peggy.
So if you'll call me back later, I'll let you know.
Golly, Peggy.
Elmer, if you'd rather that I told you right now I wasn't going with you,
golly,
I will.
No, Peggy. I'll call you back later. Bye, Peggy.
And so, Father, I don't know what to do. Richard is better looking, but we'll be masked anyway. And Elmer's a smoother dancer, but he's shorter than I am.
Hey, well, daughter, I'd like to help you decide, but right now I'm in no mood to play judge. The very thought of dressing up in a silly costume and mingling with all of those other people in silly costumes, you... upsets me.
But, Father, it's for charity.
Well, I know, Peggy, but why do I have to be silly about charity? Why can't I just give them my donation and stay at home and read a good mystery story?
I heard that, Mortimer, huh? And it's a very poor excuse, believe me.
As if I had a choice. Yes, dear?
Say, Morty!
Yeah?
You better help me decide.
Well, this should be interesting, I don't think.
Well, I can't make up my mind whether to go as a bum or as a statesman.
Well, why not go just as you are, Louie, and let him guess?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't ask for no wise quack.
Oh, Mortimer, why not try to be helpful? You're very imaginative when you want to be.
Oh, well, very well, dear. And now, Louie, let me see.
Uh-huh.
He could go... Oh, I have it. Uh-huh. Why, you'd make a perfect Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar?
Yes. You have a broad brow and a broad pair of shoulders. Yes, you'd be perfect as Julius Caesar.
Yeah, Julius Caesar, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, wasn't he the guy that was assassinated?
Yeah, well, perhaps if I went as Brutus, I could stab you in the Colosseum.
Very good.
Yeah, but...
That is not funny, Mortimer.
Not funny.
It sure ain't.
Sure ain't. No.
You're not being one bit cooperative. And I'm not speaking to you until you are. Come on, Brother Louis.
Okay, sis. We'll do our own thinking. We don't need anybody else anyway.
Well, Peggy.
Well, Father?
Seem to be in the same fix, daughter. You, because you're too popular, and me...
I know, Daddy. Vice versa.
Masquerade party. Dress up like a silly old fool. Go down, rent a costume. It'll make me a big donkey.
I beg your pardon. Were you addressing me, sir?
Dr. Fermi.
Ah, then you know my name. You were insulting me.
No.
My card, sir, a duel.
Huh?
Short swords at 40 paces. On guard, thrust, parry, thrust, parry.
Hello, thrust.
Hello, parry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thrust, touche.
No. Dr. Fermi, get your umbrella out of my rib.
Surrender?
Yes.
Ah, then the insult is erased. Goodbye.
No. Wait a minute, Dr. Fermi.
Yes?
Anyway, I wasn't insulting you. No, I was talking about myself. Mortimer Meek. Remember?
Who?
Peggy Meek's parent.
Oh, of course. How do you do, Mr. Parent?
Yes.
You have a son, a daughter, a child in one of my classes? Or perhaps all three?
No, Peggy Meek, doctor. She is a girl.
She is?
Yes.
How disappointing. I'd always hoped to meet a boy named Peggy. And how are you, sir?
Depressed.
Depressed?
Yes, I'm unhappy, Dr. Fermi.
Oh.
Yes, Agatha insists that I go to the community hall costume party tonight. You know, masquerade.
Oh, of course. I have it. You're disgusted with disguise.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas you could just as well be disguised as disgust. And it would be an interesting costume, too. Permit me to demonstrate.
Of course.
Thank you.
You don't mention it.
All right, I will.
Oh, fiddle-faddle.
Bless you.
Thank you.
No.
Now, please, Dr. Fermi, let's not start that business again. Now, I'm on my way to rent a costume.
Oh, so good of you to mention that, Meek. It reminds me to check my list. Ah, here we are.
Huh?
Notes for today.
Here we go again.
Ah, here are some interesting notes. Do re mi. Say, that's rather a pretty one, isn't it? My mother was frightened by a canary. Oh, well, here's another note. Rent a costume. Go as an absent-minded professor. Ah, no one will recognize me in that.
No.
Or I could go as a clerk. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Your clock's a little slow.
Oh, is it? Then I'm late. I must hurry. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Goodbye, tick-tock.
Oh, my gracious, why can't I be like Dr. Fermi? Oh, no. Well, of course, then it wouldn't matter whether I went to the costume party or stayed at home. I wouldn't know where I was. Well.
Hello, Mr. Meek.
Huh? Oh, hello, Richard.
Mind if I walk along with you, Mr. Meek?
No, no, not at all, my boy. But I must warn you, I feel a little depressed.
That's okay. I feel sunk.
Oh, something bothering you? As if I didn't know.
And how? Mr. Meek, could I talk to you about something that concerns us both? I'd like to get it off my mind.
Well, you better. You're liable to burst your bubble gum.
Well, it's about Peggy. You're Peggy.
Well, I admit parenthood. Go ahead.
She... Well... Mr. Meek, honestly, sometimes women are heartless.
Richard, you have uttered a great truth. Do you have anything to add which will brighten my day?
Well, the question is, what I mean to say, that is...
Yeah, keep trying, my boy.
Do you think I've got a chance with Peggy? I mean, to take her to the party tonight?
Hey, Richard, with women, every man has a chance.
A chance?
Yes, to escape. Oh, but it's a slim chance. However, have courage, son. Call Peggy up now and be persistent.
Josh, Mr. Meek, you encourage me.
Yes, I know. Sometimes I feel like a dirty dog.
And, Mr. Meek, I just gotta talk to someone.
Yeah, another one. Oh, well, thank you, Elmer, but won't anybody else do?
But, Mr. Meek, you're her father.
Very well, Elmer. Hey, do you have a chance with Peggy? Will she go to the party with you tonight? Are all women heartless?
Golly, Mr. Meek, can you read my mind?
No, Elmer. It's just that I'm the father of a daughter who happens to be a girl.
Peggy, do you have to shout? I'm right here.
Oh, excuse me, Mother. I thought you were up in Uncle Louie's room helping him with his costume.
Your Uncle Louie is resting.
Oh.
Said he'd come across something interesting to go as in his dreams.
Uh-huh. Mother, who do you think I should go with tonight?
Peggy, I've told you so many times before. Your choice of a partner at the party is strictly up to you.
I know. Richard's better looking, but Elmer's a smoother dancer. Oh, golly, that's either Richard or Elmer. Mother, please, will you answer it and tell whoever it is I'm not home and to call back, please?
Very well, but from now on, I refuse to be your social secretary. Hello? Yes, Richard? No, Richard. Well, you call Peggy back later, dear. I'm sure she'll be delighted to talk with you. Hello? Yes, Elmer? No, Elmer. Well, you call Peggy back later, dear. I'm sure she'll be delighted to talk with you. Hello? This is Peggy's mother, and Peggy isn't home. And if you'll call back later, she'll talk with you.
No, Agatha, dear. Yeah. No, this is Mortimer, and I don't want to talk to Peggy.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm sorry, but the phone's been ringing constantly, and Peggy's young man has...
Yeah, I know. You've had heart-to-heart talks with him, and I'm sorry that I disturbed
him. Oh, wait, dear. Don't hang up. Where are you?
At the costume shop, Agatha.
Did you find a costume?
Well, that's why I called. There are only two left, and I'd be obliged if you'd help me make up my mind.
Oh, honestly, man. Well, Mortimer?
It's up to you, dear.
Well, what do you mean it's up to me?
Well, to decide whether you'd rather go to the costume ball with Mickey Mouse or Superman.
Hello, may I come in?
Oh, hiya, Waggle. Oh, boy, come on in.
Well,
the place is so full of Napoleon, Superman, and Mickey Mouse, it's now we can't wiggle. So we might just as well waggle. Oh!
Say, what do you got there, Louie? Food for the whole party?
No, just a little snack to fortify me till they bring on those beautiful free refreshments.
Well, it looks surprisingly appetizing at that. The only thing you need is a tomato.
You're telling me. And believe me, she's going to have to do the making up this time.
Oh-ho. So you and your girl are on the outs, say, Louie?
I'll say. Why, Mr. Weigel, she's been throwing things at me ever since the first day we met.
I know, Louie, but this is the first time I heard you complain.
Well, this is the first time she's hit me.
There's a first time for everything. And, friends, the first time you use All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, you're sure to be impressed with it.
both as a rich, wholesome table spread and as an economical and efficient cooking aid. Yes, for biscuits, waffles, hot vegetables, and other favorite dishes, all sweet as top. And cakes and cookies made with delicate, natural-flavored all-sweet really take the prize. So take home a pound or two of all-sweet when you're shopping today. When you use it or serve it, you can take a nice, deep bow.
Hammer now.
But, sis, I'm working on my costume for tonight.
Hammering your costume?
Yeah. I'm going as a song title. I'm going to carry this boomerang I'm making.
Boomerang? Well, what song will that represent?
It all comes back to me now. Oh, there goes my costume.
Oh, I'm sorry you hurt yourself, Louie. But I'm glad you broke that silly boomerang. Honestly, between your idea that Mortimer is Superman and Peggy's phone calls, I'm going mad. I'm in here, Peggy, and I will not answer any more phone calls for you.
Well, I don't want to answer the phone now, Mother. It isn't ringing. I just wanted to know if I could borrow your imitation pearls to wear in my hair.
Pearls in your hair?
Uh-huh.
Peggy Meek, what are you doing wandering around with your nightgown on top of your clothes?
Oh, I guess it won't work.
What won't work, Niecy?
I was going to wear my long nightgown, Mother's pearls in my hair, and go with Juliet. From Romeo and Juliet, you know.
Yeah? Was you figuring to take the porch balcony with you or have it sent?
Oh, Uncle Louis, stop teasing. I'm having enough trouble. I can't decide who to go with or who to go as. Well, Mother, why are you standing there not saying anything?
I'm trying to control myself.
Is it a bird? Is it a bullet? Is it a
bird? Oh, no.
Daddy!
Oh, no. I can't stand it. Them legs in tight.
Oh, now cut that out. This is hardly the reception I'd planned.
Oh, Mortimer, how could you rent that ridiculous costume?
Well, Agatha, it was either Superman or Mickey Mouse. And I look so silly wearing a tail.
How do you suppose you look wearing that cape?
Oh.
I guess your costume is kind of like mine, Daddy. Sort of unreal.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it back. Maybe they can dig up something a little more conservative. But I did enjoy wearing it home, even under my coat. Yes, dear.
Do you feel like I do?
Well, I don't know, Peggy. I seem to have become kind of numb. This has been a bad day.
I know.
Yeah, between my costume troubles and your boyfriend troubles, we aren't exactly howling successes, are we?
We sure aren't. Oh.
Excuse me, but if I bring my own side, can I join this happy little throng?
Oh, hello, Jill.
Hi, Peggy. Hi, Mr. Meek.
Hello, Jilly.
Father is a little unhappy, Jill. We're on our way back to the costume store.
I know. My father just came home as Mickey Mouse. He's on his way back, too. Peggy.
Yes?
Could I please speak to you privately? A matter of extreme importance.
Well,
yeah, if you go ahead, Peggy. Go ahead. I'll go down to the costumers alone. Have fun, girl.
Gosh, Peggy. Your father sure looks devastated.
Oh, I know, Jill. I think he was crushed when Mother and Uncle Louie and I laughed at him in his Superman costume.
Poor Mr. Meek. Likewise, my poor father. You should have seen him as Mickey Mouse. Oh, gosh, I almost forgot the matter of extreme importance.
What can be of extreme importance?
Well,
nothing.
I certainly am glad you feel that way, Peggy. It makes it so much easier for me to tell you.
Tell me what?
About Richard and Elmer.
Oh, Richard and Elmer, those characters. What about Richard and Elmer, Jill?
As I understand it, you sort of half-promised each of them you'd be their date tonight, right?
Right. Is anything wrong?
Only that they met down at Green's drugstore and compared notes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And Elsie Martin, that stinker, just happened to be in the next booth.
Oh, no.
And just happened to remark that if she were they, she would just go out and get another date.
Oh, no.
And then she casually mentioned that she didn't have a date yet. And then clawed her way out of the store.
Oh, Jill, come on. We've got to get to work fast.
How what?
We've got to get on the telephone and warn Mother and Uncle Louie and call Daddy at the costumer's, too.
I don't get it.
Elmer and Richard will just have to give me one more chance. It's the only fair and gentlemanly thing for them to do. I'll call Mother and Uncle Louie and Daddy and tell them each to accept the first bid I get. Let's go. Hello, Mother. Listen carefully. This is terribly important. If Richard or Elmer call, the first one to call, tell him that he's the one that's going to take me to the party. I know it sounds silly, Mother, but silly things can sometimes be a matter of life or death.
Hello, Elmer. This is Jill. If I were you, Elmer, and I'm advising you as a very good friend, I'd call Peggy right away.
Hello, Father. I'm sorry to bother you. But if you should run into anyone who might be asking about a date with me tonight, tell him it's okay. Yes, Father, anyone. What? George Washington? Oh, but Father, those wigs are so uncomfortable.
And I have it on very good authority, Richard, that if you call Peggy, everything will be all right. Oh, don't mention it, Richard.
Okay, Aggie, okay, I got it. If the phone should ring and it's one of Peggy's young sprouts calling, I'm to tell him that he's got a date.
Okay, okay. I'll just take a little nap in the meantime.
Hello? No, this is Mrs. Meek speaking. Peggy's not in, Elmer. But she did leave a message for you. Mm-hmm. She said she'd be delighted to go with you to the costume party tonight. That's right. Delighted was the word she used.
Hello. This is the House of Meek. Louis speaking. Oh, hiya, Richard, old boy. No, Peggy ain't here. But I got it all fixed up for you, son. Yes, sir. You're taking her to the party tonight. Huh? Nah, you don't have to do that. You insist, huh? Well, then I'd be delighted to join you in a soda and a three-decker sandwich. Delighted.
My nephew, Socrates Sylvester, your daughter, the costume party.
Yeah, well, Peggy's very fond of Sock, Dr. Furmish, and since he doesn't have a date for the party tonight, I know she'll be delighted to accept.
Excellent, excellent. I'll rush home and tell the dear boy myself.
You're fine, Dr. Furmish, and I'll tell Peggy just as soon as I select another costume.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Dr. Furmish.
Yes?
Don't you think you'd be more comfortable if you put your own shoes back on and carried those Dutch wooden shoes?
Of course. Of course. How absent-minded can one get? Well, Meek, as always, it's been delightful, though frightful.
Oh, don't rush so, Peggy. Everything's fair, I know, Jill. But I want to get home and find out which one. Richard or Elmer, call first. Richard's better looking.
Yeah, I know. But Elmer's a smoother dancer. Well, another block, and you'll know whether you're going to enjoy looking at your date or dancing with him.
And so, dear, when Elmer called, I told him that you'd be delighted to go to the party with him.
Oh, thanks, Mother. You're a dream. Elmer's such a smooth dancer.
And such a bore.
Now, Jill, Elmer's a very nice young man, and Peggy will have a wonderful time with him. Besides,
he... Hiya, Daisy. Hiya, Josie. Well, Peggy, you can always depend on your old Uncle Louie. I got you all fixed up for tonight. Yes, certainly.
You got me fixed up, Uncle Louie?
Yeah, sure thing. I told Richard to prance over here to pick you up.
He... Richard? Elmer?
Yeah. Oh, Louie.
Yo-ho-ho. And a bottle of rummy.
The greetings from John Silver and the Pirate. Oh, something wrong?
Something wrong? Oh, Daddy.
Your daughter is having date trouble, Mortimer.
Your old date trouble. Well, wipe your worries away, Peggy dear. I did as you asked me and made a date for you.
You made a date for me?
Yes, with that very good-looking nephew, Dr. Furmish's Sock, the one from out of town.
Oh, Daddy!
But, dear, what's the matter?
Mr. Meek, huh? Your daughter doesn't have a date. She's got a whole package of them.
But
Daddy, what good will it do us to go back to the costume shop? How will it get me out of trouble?
Now, dear, don't ask questions. Just rely on me. I think I have the answer. Yeah, three answers, as a matter of fact.
Isn't this a wonderful party, Mortimer?
Well, I'm not quite sure, dear. I can't see very well from under this big stovepipe hat.
Oh, you're complaining, Morty. How about me and this kid?
Oh, now stop grumbling, both of you. Dr. Furmidge is going to make the announcement about the prizes.
Your attention, please. Your attention. Quiet. Someone keep talking. Oh, it's me.
I should like to award the prizes for the most interesting costumes. Let me see, where are my notes? Here we are. There was a young man from Manhattan. Oh, no, my gracious, that isn't it. Here we are. First prize for unique costuming as a group to the Mortimer Meek family. To Mrs. Meek for the Queen of Hearts, Mr. Meek for the Mad Hatter, Louis Leach for the March Hare, all characters, of course, from the delightful book Alice in Wonderland, and finally, Miss Peggy Meek as Alice herself.
Hey, Dr. Furmish, how about us?
Yeah, what about the three of us?
Oh, yes, and a special award to the rest of the retinue, ladies and gentlemen. Alice in Wonderland's three escorts, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod.
Have you ever stopped to think what breakfast time is like at your house? Now, if your family's a bit on the grumpy side, here's a hint on how to help them off to a more cheerful start. Whip up some golden brown waffles and make them twice as appetizing by using delicate, natural-tasting all-sweet margarine. Use all-sweet in the recipe for melt-in-your-mouth crispness. Then serve those waffles with all-sweet, savory goodness melting into each little square. Or bran muffins, piping hot, bursting with raisins, and mouth-watering good, with all sweet spread from one crunchy edge to the other. Now there's a way to bring early morning cheer to the grumpiest of families. All sweet is chock full of food energy, too, the kind that stays with the children way till lunchtime. Besides, all sweet adds important amounts of vitamin A to your breakfast. You see, there's at least 15,000 units of this precious vitamin in every pound. Yes, for downright good eating, for wholesome eating, remember, all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Hey, Peggy. Gildy.
Yes, Uncle Louie?
Do you kids like rabbits?
Oh, why, sure, Uncle Louie.
Uh-huh.
There, good. Start scratching, then. This rabbit suit is itching me to death.
Meet, starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. National Broadcasting Company.